falling. I couldn't put my finger on what was wrong. I just felt like something was wrong. I thought, oh, Lord, what's fixing to happen? Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Went out there and I looked up at the skies. Oh, Lord. Started getting ready to come down here to study. And I tell you what I decided I'd do. I said, we'll take a run. I put on my tennis shoes, got on my sweat britches, and I went for a mile run. And when I got to a mile, I wasn't satisfied, so I run some more. And I just run and run and run and run, and finally, my heart's beating out of my chest and sweat dripping. And I just had run all I could, and I just bent over in the road like this. And it was like God said, you done now? I said, Lord, I'm wore out. He said, well, maybe you can listen. So for the 2 mile walk back up the road, I just listened to the Lord.
That's good preaching.
Hang with me. When I run, I got books I listen to with my AirPods. Got the AirPods out yesterday morning. It's going to stick them in my ears. It's dead. Oh, I thought, oh, this is insult to injury. Throwed them things. I said, I cannot believe it. How am I going to run without my AirPods? But you see, what God is wanting to do is He's wanting to talk to old Brad.
True. Yes, sir.
2 miles, walking back up the road. I didn't do a lot of speaking, Neil, but God did a lot of talking. You say, I ain't never been there. You'll try it. When you get close enough to Him that you can hear Him talk. And so literally what I did is we walked back up here at Wilson Road, arm in arm. And He just told me some things. Now let me tell you how it started. It started like this. Bradley, you know that situation you handled wrong. I said, yeah. Bradley, you know this in your life and that in your life could be better. Yeah. Get ready to be around Him, because I've never been around Him that He didn't show me something I needed to do better. Never. Every time I ever got in His presence, He pointed out something I need to do better. But here's how it ended up. Son, have I not walked with you all these? Always smiles. Yeah, Lord, you have. Have I not took care of you every step of the way? Yeah, you have. He got to saying things like, Son, I can't tell you how much I love you. I said, Lord, I don't know why. People coming up down here at Wilson Road. There's this one old boy come by in a Subaru Forester, and he went. And then when he come back, he stopped and he said, are you okay? He thought, this fellow's about to go postal. I'm out of here. What are you trying to say, preacher? Simply this. By the time it was over, I just leaned over on him. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. He said, just lean, son. Just lean.
That's true. Amen.
It's all to help you. You can't get to that place unless you're in His will. Walking with Him, see? Walking with Him. I've been searching. What is the will of God? I want to be in that hidden will of God. I love y'all. I love y'all, but if it's not God's will for me to pastor here anymore, then I'm done. So I want to be in the will of God. That's what's important for me. That's what ought to be important for you. Is that you're in the will of God for your life in particular. And He's got a will. I don't know what God's got ahead for me. I don't know. Well, I've got quiet then. I got y'all's attention in there. This ain't a resignation speech. So I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know if I'll be a pastor. I'm a pastor here until Jesus comes in again. God may want me to go to the mission field. I don't know. But the safest place for Bradley is right in his wheel. Whether it's here or the jungles of Africa. The best place for me is leaned up on it.
True.
It's a peaceful place. Let me give you this last one. I'm going to be done giving altar call. It's a powerful place. Billy is a shell of a man he used to be. I was looking at his picture from when we were building this building up there the other day. He was this much bigger. But he's still a big old rascal. Here's the great thing about being in the Lord's will is when the battle gets on. When Satan goes to shooting. Some of y'all get that in a minute. There's protection right here.
Amen.
I can get in behind him, Steve. I get in behind him and I can say, Lord, you lead. There's been times, Neil, I didn't even know where I was going. But I'd just get up against him and I'd say, Lord, I'll just stay right close to you. Get me through this. Just, Lord, just lead me through it. Oh, God, help me. I don't know what step to take, but I'm just going to stay right with you, Lord. I just want to go right with you. Are you watching me? Watch this. You know what that is? Good grief, I'm getting in on some stuff right here. You know what that is? That's faith. Good night. You know what Paul said? He said, the shield of faith, that you might be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. That's the shield of faith. I believe David said, thou art my shield and my buckler. He is my shield of faith. And when I don't know what to do, I can just get behind him. Push forward. Me and Neil's talking before the service. There's a lot about life right now I don't understand. Seemed like COVID come and everything went. And for some reason it just seems like it won't go back. But you know, when the days get so dark that I don't know which way to go, I can just get right behind him and say, let's push through. Let's push through. But I can only do that if I'm in His perfect will. What is the hidden will of God for your life? I got some more things I wanted to say, but I believe I'm done. I wanted to talk about the production of God's will. That's how you make an impact in life. You never make any impact unless you're in God's will. I'd like to deal with that, but I'm out of time. I'm going to ask you a question. You doing the will of God for your life? Could you say, beyond any shadow of a doubt, 100%, I am doing the will of God? I'm going to close with this right here. I'm going to give an altar call. Yesterday, I pulled out of the parking lot. Down here at this apartment, it was slam full of people. Standing slam full. I mean like 30 people. I thought to myself, I'll stop and witness to them. But I come up with 40 excuses why I shouldn't, and I just turned right and went across the bridge. I got up to Powell Road. God said, I thought you wanted the power of God, the presence of God. I thought you wanted to be in the will of God. I said, I do, Lord. He said, well, go back down there and talk to them people. They need me. So I turned around, come back down here and jumped out of my truck. I started handing out gospel tracts. I handed out about 15 gospel tracts, invited folks to church. There's a fellow standing there, didn't have no shirt on, tattoos, all that. I shook his hand. I said, I'd like for you to come to church. Here's what he said. And I want you to hear me, church. This is what he said. He said, well, finally, somebody invited me to church. That's what he said. Here's what he said. He said, I live right here and y'all pass by me every day. But he said, I guess they don't care about people like me. I said, well, I'm sorry. that I've not stopped already. And I had stopped a few times, but I've not met you in particular. He wasn't being smart. He was just saying. But I said, I want to give you an invitation to come. There's a young man standing there, Chiron, works for you. He looked over there at him, and Ricky Edwards was standing there, and looked at Ricky. And he said, well, he said, I hear that Bradley Boone's a real preacher. I said, I hope so. That's me. He said, you're the preacher? I said, yeah. And he said, you stopped to see me. I said, well, yeah. He said, man, that means so much. He said, that means so much. What are you trying to say, preacher? There's a lost and dying world that's literally in our parking lot. And what God needs is some Christians that'll get in the will of God and go reach them. Somebody, they just need somebody, Brother Neil, to reach them. They're dying and going to hell in our parking lot. And all God needs is some Christians that'll say, here I am, Lord, send me. Reveal your will to me. Use me, God. Help me to be productive. Help me to make a difference. I want to be in your perfect will. And if I'll do that, and if Noah will do that, and if Gabe will do that, and if Neil will do that, and if everybody in here will do that, then we'll have a church that can't be stopped. Let's stand our feet. Father, Lord, thank you, God, for helping us this morning. Lord, would you help some folks this morning to get interested in doing the perfect will of God for their lives? Lord, would you help our church to get energized about reaching the lost that are right here in our community? Lord, if we could get in the will of God, you could do a great production around here. But you won't do it until we do what you've said in your book to do. And I pray that you'd burden our hearts this morning. I want to thank you in advance, Lord, for what I believe you're going to do around here today. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. The altars are beginning to fill up, but there's still room for you. Preacher, I'm not going to have any piano playing. I just want to give an open invitation. Preacher, I want to be in the will of God. I want to be in the will of God. I want to make a difference for my family. I want to make a difference for my community. I want to be in the will of God. I want to find myself in the perfect center of God's will. I don't care about fancy things. I don't care about what the world says. I just want to do what God said. I want to know what that hidden will is. I want to find out exactly what God wants out of my life, exactly. Our Father, Lord, certainly we're thankful, God, for your will. The peace and the power and the protection that comes in it and the productivity. Lord, I pray, God, for these that have gathered around the altar this morning that today would be life-changing. As they cry out to you, Lord, right now, would you reveal to them what the will of God is for their lives? Open it up to them like never before. Allow them to see what you'd have for them to do. Bless us, Lord. Help us as a church to always do your will. Father, I pray, God, that you'd have your will and way, God, that we could reach the lost. Lord, we know time's running out and it's our job and it's why you put us here. Help us to be a light. Help us to be a beacon. Help us to reach those that need you most. We'll thank you and praise you for all that's accomplished in Jesus' name. We ask these things. Through His blood we pray. Amen. Amen. You stay till you get done.